You talk about technologies for the future, Kevin. How about the next 10 years? What's going to happen?
The next 10 years, I think we're going to be really surprised. People, you know, 20 years ago when the web was first starting, people thought, and this is not just people who didn't know any better, but even people like myself who were working at Wired, what we thought was coming was like better TV. We thought it was going to be like, oh, yeah, we'll have 500 channels of TV. And it was nothing like that at all. We didn't really understand that most of the content was going to be generated by ourselves, by ordinary individuals, citizens. We thought it was going to be kind of AOL and Time Warner and all those fancy mainstream media were going to make this stuff. And so we were completely stunned by that. And I think we look at the internet now, we think, oh, 10 years will be even better. But I think it's going to be completely different. It's not going to be web pages. It's going to be streams of things that go by, and we're going to have flows, and there'll be clouds. Everything will happen on the cloud. So that's one thing that's happening. And I think transportation, as I said, I think we're looking at more and more computerized automatic driving of things. And our cars will come in little by little. You know, they'll do your braking, and then there'll be radar. They'll wake you up. They'll start to park. That's the next thing, automatic parking. And so we can expect that. I think also in materials, we're seeing, you know, these new adaptive nanoparticles that can respond to things. And I think we're going to see a lot of changes in energy. Fusion is almost happening. Solar is increasing. Nuclear is coming back. And so I think lots of things are ahead. And the most important ones are the ones that we simply haven't even thought about.
Are you bullish on the future, Kevin?
Oh, man, I am so bullish that I'm off the charts. And I think the reason is because if you take a historical view, you understand that the last 200 years, every year has increased the choices and options and opportunities, that life has gotten better, people have lived longer, education has increased. Choices have expanded, and those are things that we really, really care about. There are problems, and as Jim says, I'm not saying that there won't be problems. But here's the thing. Even if we have 50% or 49% of the stuff we make is crap, it doesn't matter, because if we can create 1% more than we destroy every year, then that 1% compounded over time makes civilization. That's good. So things don't have to be that much better. They can be just slightly better than the bad, and that is good. That's the reason to be bullish.